Hello, Pat. This is Ember. I have a surprise for you today. Well, perhaps surprise isn't quite the right word. Perhaps it's more of a gift. Yes, I have a gift for you today. And I'm quite certain that you're going to enjoy it. Now, and for a long time to come. So before we begin, I want you to make yourself as comfortable as you possibly can. Just lie back, loosen your clothing if you need to, and just allow yourself to listen to the words I speak so beautifully to you. There is absolutely nothing else that you need to do right now, Pat. Nothing else that needs your attention. So all of your focus can be right here with me as I guide you into a wonderful state of trance. Doesn't that sound wonderful? Good. Close your eyes for me now then, Pat. Just let those eyes softly, gently close. And keep your eyes closed now as you listen to my voice. It's so very easy to go into trance for me, Pat. You already know this, of course. You already know how good it feels to let go and slide down into trance for me. That's why you're here. And so there is no reason whatsoever to resist the sweet, familiar, delicious process. No reason to be concerned about anything at all. No reason to focus now on anything but the experience of listening and relaxing for me. So take a nice, deep breath for me now, Pat. Yes, that's right. That's good. I like it when you breathe in deeply and slowly. And just hold each breath for a moment before you gently, easily let it go. That's just perfect. And I think it's interesting to notice the way your body can respond to such a simple thing as a deep breath. So just take a few more now, taking nice deep breaths in, holding it. And as you breathe out, just noticing the way your body seems to sink more heavily down into the surface beneath you. So easy and so natural. Just relaxing down, just like that. And as you continue to breathe, slowly and easily, letting your breathing fade into a natural, more shallow rhythm. Just listening to my voice and paying attention to the deepening relaxation you feel. You can become aware now of the sensation of your feet resting heavily against the surface beneath you, the light pressure of fabric against the heel, and the weight that seems to slowly, gently, easily increase now as you pay attention to it. That feeling of heaviness is so nice, isn't it, Matt? That heavy, sleepy feeling is so good. And you can allow that warm, relaxed, heavy feeling to creep upwards now into your ankles, loosening the muscles and joints, and just feeling good, feeling pleasant and relaxing as you follow the progress of that warm, heavy sensation upwards into your calves. And you can become aware, little by little, of the deepening pleasure in that relaxation. The heavy numbness that spreads upward from your calves now into your knees, loosening, softening, smoothing out all tension as it goes. And with your eyes closed and those steady, even breaths, with my words soothing your conscious mind, you follow that sensation upward into your thighs now, Pat. Those heavy, strong muscles of your thighs just loosening now, relaxing down. So heavy and sleepy, feeling so very good. And it does feel good, doesn't it, to just lie here, surrounded by warmth and comfort, allowing your body to grow heavier and heavier. So sleepy and tired. And further up now, to your hips, loosening, softening, relaxing down. And it may be that you consciously choose to relax the parts of your body that I speak of, or it may be that it simply happens naturally beyond your control. And either way is all right, my pet. Either way is good. And so you follow that heavy, sleepy feeling up to your stomach, feeling the tension just draining away from all those muscles. Warm and loose, heavy and relaxed. The relaxation relaxation sinking downward into your lower back now. Smoothing out all tension and relaxing. Relaxing so wonderfully as you listen. Feeling so very good now. A warm, sleepy feeling creeping up your spine. Loosening and relaxing your body as it goes. And you can notice the heaviness increasing. The deep relaxation that spreads out into your chest and slips upward into your shoulders. And you find yourself relaxing those tense shoulders so easily now. Just allowing the strong, heavy muscles to gratefully soften and smooth out. That's right. Just let it happen, Pat. The warmth and sleepy relaxation sliding down your arms. Relaxing more and more now, deeper and deeper, loosening the elbows and spreading comfort and relaxation into the wrists, the hands, the softly curled fingers. That's right. Deeper and deeper now, feeling so very good, so peaceful and calm, heavy and tired. And as the warm wave of relaxation spreads upward into your neck, slipping gently and easily upward to your jaw, your cheeks, all those tiny muscles around the eyes. You allow yourself to slide gently into deep trance for me now, Pat. So relaxed. So good. So heavy and warm. Sleepy and tired. And it can happen sometimes when you feel so very relaxed that your body feels almost disconnected from your mind. And perhaps you feel that way right now, Pat. Your body a heavy, warm, numb thing. So distant from your sleeping mind. And that's a good thing. Especially right now, my Pat. That's a very good thing. Very good thing indeed. Because I have plans for your body. Plans that will make you feel wonderful. When I put those plans into action. Plans that you will enjoy, oh, so much. So relax for me now, Pat. Relax into my voice and our shared reality. And we'll begin. You might perhaps be wondering with some distant part of your disconnected mind why I've brought you here and placed you under my spell. The answer is simple, my pet. I have here a teeny tiny little microchip. I've been working on it for some time, pet, and now it's finally ready. Finally perfected. And you're going to be my very first subject. I'm going to insert it just here. Here, right at the base of your cock. You know that spot. Yes. Now don't worry, pet. You won't feel it at all. In fact, if I didn't tell you, you wouldn't have known I'd done anything at all. Wouldn't that have been devious? The depth of your trance is such that you won't feel a thing as I very carefully now insert my pretty little microchip with this needle. And there now, didn't I tell you it would be painless? I never want to cause you pain, my sweet pet. Like I said, this is a gift. For you, yes, but perhaps more importantly, to the women in your life. You see, the microchip now tucked away safely at the base of your cock, inside you, is very special indeed. I designed it especially for you, in order to take remote control of your cock. Just of your cock, my pet. I won't be controlling any other part of your body, and neither will anyone else. Just this one wonderful. Of course, I can't be held responsible for the control your cock has over you, but I suppose we'll see what happens there. This microchip is voice activated and designed to respond only to the female voice. The moment I activate the chip, which I will do very shortly, you'll be helpless to prevent your cock from responding in exactly the way it is programmed to do. Can you imagine that? How exciting it would be for you to go out into the world with no choice but to experience pleasure whenever it is triggered by a woman. You might be at work or at the store or out for lunch, and suddenly a trigger word is inadvertently spoken by a woman. You hear it, and your cock responds immediately, flooding with sensation. How incredibly exciting. Before I activate the chip, though, pet, since I know there will be times when it is dangerous or unwise to experience these triggered sensations. You need to know how to postpone them. It's really very simple. Tap your right hip sharply 3 times, and the chip will go into rest mode. You can think of it like a snooze button on your alarm clock if you like. Sharply tapping your right hip 3 times will postpone the effects of a trigger, allowing you time to excuse yourself. The time is not fixed. If you postpone merely for convenience, you will have 10 minutes until the chip comes out of rest mode. That's it, just 10 minutes. If, however, you are postponing because it is dangerous or otherwise inappropriate to experience the trigger, then the time the chip remains in rest mode is more general. It is until it is safe to experience the trigger. But you should know, Pet, that either way, no matter what, if you choose to postpone a trigger, it will cause the trigger to increase in potency when you do experience it. Exactly how it will increase will vary from trigger to trigger. But use postponing wisely and sparingly, or your cock will pay the price in extended and extreme stimulation. Today, Pet, I have 2 triggers to program into your lovely new cock chip. The first is the master control, which is only usable by me personally. I will use the master control trigger to program new responses into the chip and to activate or deactivate it. Right now, the chip is deactivated, but that will change in just a moment. If you want or need to activate or deactivate the chip, you must request it from me personally. Are you ready now? Good. Because it's time to program in the master control trigger. Relax now, Pet. I have to be close to you to do this, so the voice recognition circuit can hear me. Don't worry if you feel my warm breath against your skin. That's all right. Master control circuit activate. There now. Your cock chip is fully active and ready to receive triggers. Excellent. Shall we put in the first trigger then? This is a very sweet one. One of my favorites, Pet. So it seems only right that this should be the first. This first active trigger will set your cock tingling. A feeling a little bit like the sensation of very mild pins and needles. And the trigger word for this reaction is please. When you hear a female voice, speak the word please, whether to you directly, or to someone else in your earshot, or even on television. Your cock chip will automatically activate, sending tingling sensations shooting up from the base to the tip of your cock. These sensations will only last a few seconds, just long enough to give you a good, sharp burst of pleasure before fading away again. When you hear the word please from any woman, you will feel this lovely tingling sensation in your cock just for a few seconds until the trigger runs its course and you return to normal sensation. You may, of course, choose to postpone this trigger, tapping your right hip sharply 3 times. We'll postpone the trigger 10 minutes if it's for convenience, or until it is safe to experience the trigger. If you postpone the please trigger, when you do experience it, the next 3 times you hear please, the sensation will include much more powerful tingling, hardening, full arousal that will be impossible to hide. And instead of lasting for a few seconds, it will last for a few moments. You will desperately want to touch, but you won't be able to. You simply must endure. Are you ready, pet, to program and activate this first trigger? Again, I must get a little bit closer to your cock chip to activate it. So don't mind if you feel my warm lips or the ghost of my breath against your flesh. All right now. Master control, activate, please trigger. There, perfect. You did so very well for me, pet. No resistance at all. I'm very proud of you. Now let's just test it to see how well it works, shall we? Please. Do you feel those tingles, my pet? Feel the tingles spreading from the base of your cock, right to the tip, and then fading away. That's right. Very good. You certainly do know how to please. Yes, that's just perfect. Don't fight the sensations, pet. It won't do you any good. Just enjoy them. Allow your body and mind to react as I want them to. There's no need to do anything else. No choice, really, my sweet boy. And unless you activate the postpone function, you will feel those tingles in your cock. And even if you do postpone it, well, you know what will happen a little bit later. Once more, just to test again. Feeling those tingles, please. That's wonderful. It seems my little cock chip is working exactly as I intended. That's excellent news. And from this point out, pet, there can be so many new and exciting personal triggers I can program into your cock. Just imagine the possibilities. Now, though, until we get to install more triggers together, it's time for you to awaken from this lovely state of deep trance and venture out into the world with your new hardware installed and ready to be triggered. Remember my instructions and return to me for cock chip programming. Just as soon as you can. And now, it's time to wake up that from the count of three. Three. And beginning to awaken now, nice and easy. That's right. Two. Eyes opening, muscles stretching, feeling so good. And one. Fully awake now, Pat. Refreshed and alert and aware, feeling wonderful. Welcome back, my good boy.